It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Good morning on this Sunday morning. This is a beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's great to have you praying with me today, and it's great to be praying with you today here on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. And the Lord's Day, of course, is always a beautiful day, an opportunity to go to God's house, time to spend with our Christian family, as well as our immediate family. Well, it's a wonderful time. And I know as you're getting ready to go to church today that this hour is going to be a wonderful hour. It's going to be a wonderful time to pray, and we're going to pray for some things in particular. So I appreciate you praying with me today here on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. And I'm just going to be back in just a moment to lead you in some special prayers for this Sunday. But first of all, let's just spend some time bringing our sacrifices to God. The Bible says in Amos 4:4 that we are to bring our sacrifices and offer our sacrifices to Him. We know we no longer offer the sacrifice of bulls or goats or turtle doves, but we do offer other sacrifices. According to Hebrews 13:15, we offer the sacrifice of praise. According to Psalms 116:17, we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. According to Psalms 27:6, we offer the sacrifice of joy. According to Psalms 141:2, we offer the sacrifice of lifting up of our hands. And then, of course, according to Romans chapter 12, we offer our bodies a living sacrifice, holy acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we're going to begin to offer our sacrifices of praise unto our God. So let's spend some time praising God this morning as we have some praise and worship music. We're just going to praise God, spend some time glorifying Him and magnifying His name. Well, praise God. This is a wonderful day. Lord, we just bless your name today. We thank you, God, for your blessings. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this Sunday, this Lord's Day. We just bless your name. We honor you and glorify you. We thank you, Lord. You are worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. And we bless your holy name today. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us, all that you've meant to us. We honor you and praise your name and glorify your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And now, Lord, we just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus. We do not come in our own worthiness, not in our own righteousnesses, but according to Hebrews 10 and 19, Lord, we come boldly into the holy place by the blood of Jesus. We honor you today and we glorify your holy name. We worship you, O God. We worship you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you today. We declare you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. You are Jehovah Shammah, our presence. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rophe, our healer. You are Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. You are Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner. Lord, we just bless your name. You are our Father, and we love you today. We worship you, and I know, God, that you desire for us to worship you today. And so we do that here on this Lord's Day. We just worship the Lord. Let's just spend time just worshiping God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship you today. We honor you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Just express your appreciation to God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Why don't you just express your gratitude to God, your gratefulness to God? Just tell God what you're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful today because I have eyes to see, ears to hear, a mouth to speak. I can see colors. I can hear beautiful music. Lord, I thank you for food to eat and clothes to wear. Thank you for an automobile to drive. Thank you for feet to walk on. I complain that I had no shoes, that I met a man who had no feet. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for my church leaders. Thank you for my pastor. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Just spend some time telling God how grateful you are. Just spend some time. Don't ask him for anything for a while. Let's just take some time to express appreciation to God. Give God expressed appreciation. Don't be like the 9 lepers that went away after they were healed, not expressing their appreciation to God. Be grateful to him. Don't always complain about things that you don't have, but see what you do have and give God your expressed appreciation right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. God, we're so grateful. We're so grateful to you for forgive us for our whining, complaining. Oh, God, we've got so much to be grateful for. Lord, develop in us today an attitude of gratitude. Thank you for your blessings. And Lord, we now pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we know You have a good plan for our lives. And Lord, we just spend time now praying Your will be done in us and Your will be done in the members of our family. Lord, Your will be done in our lives. I want you to take just a few moments now to pray that the will of God be done in your life and the members of your family. You take two or three more minutes just to pray the will of God be done in you and your family members. And then today we're going to put special emphasis on our church services and the leadership of our churches, the body of Christ. So take just a few more moments, if you will. Pray the will of God be done in you and your family. Thank you, Lord, for what You're doing in our lives. Thank You, Lord, for what You're doing in our family members. And Lord, we know that under the new covenant, we have the responsibility to pray for our family members. Praying for their prosperity, praying for their success. Lord, we just speak blessings on members of our family. Your will be done, God, today. Thank You, Lord. And now, God, we pray Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done for our pastor, his family, the leaders of our church, and our church services today. Lord, You said in Your word, upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we're just going to spend time today praying for our church, our local congregation. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the leaders of your church. And by and through prayer, you hold up the hands of your pastor. You hold up the hands of your leadership. We literally hold their hands up through prayer. The Bible said, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, according to Exodus 17, 11, and 12. And so we must pray for our pastor, for our church leaders, so that the enemy will not prevail. We need to also pray for members of their family. For the Bible says in Zechariah 13 and 8, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. So you need to pray today for your pastor, his family, the leadership of your church, their family members. And you need to pray today for your church services, that the Holy Ghost would come and minister, that people would be saved, that the finances of the church, the financial needs of the church would be met. You need to speak blessings upon the church. You need to pray today for any members of the church that may be ill, that may be going through a period of grieving, maybe the death of a loved one. Maybe they're having family problems. Maybe they have been terminated from their job, but their business is in jeopardy. We are to pray for one another. And so for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to have you spending time praying for your church services today, for your pastor, his family, the leaders of your church, their families. Praying for people in your church that may have crucial needs. And so why don't you just spend some time interceding today, an intercession for your church, the leadership, and the needs today, asking God to give you a great day. So just spend time, if you will, and watch God change things today here on this Sunday morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to spend some time just praying on this Sunday morning for our church services, our pastor, his family, leaders of the church, their families, special needs in our local congregation. And Father, we just now pray for the body of Christ throughout our nation, throughout the whole world. Lord, many of those are under heavy persecution, even in prison. Many of them are facing death. Many of their lives are in jeopardy. Lord, we just pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we just spend a little time here this morning praying for the body of Christ. And why don't we pray, why don't you call some men and women's names in prayer who are at the forefront of the battle for the souls of men and women and young people and children. Why don't you pray for Christian leaders here in this nation, in your nation, and even throughout the whole world? Why don't you pray at this time for some missionaries that are giving their lives on foreign soil, many of them in tremendous spiritual warfare? So let's just spend some time praying for the body of Christ throughout the whole earth. Let's spend some time praying for missionaries. Let's spend some time praying for Christian leaders in this nation and other nations around the world, praying the will of God be done in their lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ today. Lord, that the leadership of our nation, Christian leaders, and throughout the whole earth will not lose their faith. We lift them up in prayer. We hold up their hands in prayer. And God, we call for revival in this nation. We call for renewal in this nation. We call for repentance of sin in this nation. We call for a return to righteousness, a return to holiness, a return to you, O God. Lord, send revival to America, from the north to the south, to east to west. Send revival. Send renewal. Cleanse us, O God. Humble us, O God. Help us to turn from our wicked ways. May the church experience revival. May people be saved. Draw people from the north, south, east, and west. O God, save them. Lord, may the church return to prayer. Lord, I pray that you'll raise up churches who will pray around the clock, day and night. Lord, you said in Ezekiel 7 and 23, make a chain, for the land is filled with crimes of blood, and the city is full of violence. Lord, I pray that prayer chains will begin to develop everywhere. I pray that churches will begin to seek your face day and night, Lord. Seek your face day and night, O God. Lord, help us to respond to the highest call in all the world, and that's the call to pray. Help us to be intercessors, one who stands in the gap, Lord. And we just are intercessors here on this Sunday. We are interceding for our lives. We're interceding, O God, for our families. We're interceding, O God, for our pastors and church leaders and their families. We're interceding for missionaries, Lord. We're interceding for Christian leaders. We're interceding, O God, for our nation, Lord, that revival would come to America. And those who may be praying with me today that live in other nations, that revival will come to their nation. That revival will come to their leaders. Lord, we're crying out, Lord, for prayers in churches across America, intercessors who will pray day and night for revival, for renewal, for repentance in their nation. Lord, raise up praying churches. Lord, you said my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations. Raise up praying churches who pray and intercede for all nations, O God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for the leadership of this nation. Lord, I pray for my president. Pray for my vice president. Lord, I pray for the president's cabinet. I pray for Congress. I pray, Lord, for my governor. I pray for my United States senators, my congressmen, my mayor, my police chief, my sheriff, school board, city council, those who sit in the seats of authority. I pray for them. I lift them up to you. Why don't you call these government leaders' names in prayer? Would you do that? Just call some of their names in prayer and ask God to be with them. Ask God to minister to them. Ask God to bring righteousness to their lives. They'll stand for what's right and they'll do what's right. Just call their names in prayer right now. Would you do it? Thank you, Lord. God, you're at work. I believe God. I believe God. I stand in the gap as Abraham did in the days of old. Lord, if you could have only found 10 righteous people in the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, those cities would have been spared. Lord, I know that there are righteous men and women that are standing in the gap for our nation, believing you for miracles, believing you for repentance, believing you for revival, believing you for a spiritual awakening. Lord, bring about a spiritual awakening in our nation. Let conviction grip the people of our land. May they fall on their faces, O God, and cry out to you. Cry out for mercy. O God, Holy Ghost, bring strong conviction, I pray. Let's spend some time this morning praying for the peace of our city. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:7, and seek the peace of the city and pray to the Lord for it. For in its peace, you will have peace. We all desire peace. So let's pray for our city. Let's bind the spirit of violence over our cities. Let's ask God to intervene. Revival to take place in our city. That our city will be strong and mighty in spirit. Pray for the peace of your city right now. Pray for the leaders of your city. Pray right now. Give us this day our daily bread. Why don't you just tell God what you need today? Not tomorrow, next week, next year. Tell him what you need today. And why don't you be specific with God? And why don't you put wisdom and understanding right at the top of your list? Also ask God that if he'll set up divine appointments and divine connections for you. Just tell God what you need right now. Just tell him what you need today. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. And right now, we just pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. If there's anything upon your life that's not pleasing to God, why don't you ask forgiveness right now? If someone has hurt you, offended you, done you wrong, why don't you call their name in prayer right now and just say, Lord, I forgive them. Just call their name. Forgiveness is not an act of your emotions. It's an act of your will. Just open your mouth and say, Lord, I forgive them. Call their name. Watch God heal the hurt. Let's pray right now. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. Father, we just pray right now, God, that you would deliver us from any evil plan of the devil. Lord, we stand upon the authority of your word when you said that any temptation that comes our way, there shall be a way of escape. And we're so grateful for that, Lord. We just pray right now that you would watch over us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. According to Psalms 91, that you would assign your guardian angels to watch over us and our stuff. According to Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And according to Nehemiah 13:2, that every curse is turned into a blessing. And so we just pray the hedge of protection about us and our families and our stuff throughout this day and night and morning. We speak divine healing and divine health over members of our family. We declare that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague or disease come near our dwelling, because you're giving your angels charge over us. You're watching over us. We'll not walk in fear. When we lie down tonight, according to your word, our sleep will be sweet. We'll lie down and we'll not be afraid. Your hand is going to be upon us throughout this day and night and morning. So why don't you just call the members of your family right now, their names. Just ask God to watch over them and protect them and be with them. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your hand of protection. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection. That you're watching over us, keeping us from all harm. We're grateful for that, Lord. And we just pray right now, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we know that you have everything under control. We know, God, that you're in charge and you're working in our lives. And we're grateful for that, Lord. But we say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you for this past hour that we've had to call upon your name and seek your face. And what a privilege it is and a joy it is, Lord, to pray and to commune with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Well, this is Dale Gentry. It's been great to pray with you here on this Sunday morning. I know you're going to have a wonderful day as you get ready for church. I declare there'll be no distractions. I declare it'll be a peaceful time in your home, your family. I declare it's going to be a good day at church. It's going to be a wonderful day. God's going to minister to you today. He's going to speak to you. You're going to have a great time with your family, your friends. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I just want to encourage you and tell you that God is working in your life. He has a good plan for you. It's not an evil plan. It's a good plan. I'm also here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says you can stay. You can be what God says you can be. You can say what God says you can say. Nothing is impossible with God. I want to tell you that dreams really do come true, and that God has given you dreams and visions. Prayer produces dreams. And God does not give you dreams and visions to tease you. But he gives you dreams and visions in order to pray them through, to enhance your life, enlarge your life, and expand your life. So nothing's impossible with God. All things are possible with him. God bless you. It's been great to pray with you today. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow, Monday morning, for another great time of prayer. God bless you, and have a wonderful day today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.